Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the Corlin Economics Report, specifically dealing with politics, featuring Jim McKinney and, of course, myself, Big Al. Jim is our major contributor when it comes to political issues. He spends hours daily researching every single topic that you can think of when it comes to politics. The one that Jim and I are the most interested in right now is what's going on as of today, today being September 1st. We are recording on September 1st, Friday. Hunter Biden seems to be totally avoiding any type of indictment. Jimmy, that to me, it really makes no sense. Can you explain that a little bit? And where do we stand today, Jim, in terms of the Hunter Biden debacle?
Yeah, so I think it's becoming more apparent that not only the Democratic Party, but the White House, the Bidens, as well as big mainstream media have been really protecting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden for a while. But so is the Department of Justice, unfortunately, and the FBI. According to, you know, remember, a lot of the arguments and the anger over Hunter Biden is the fact that that laptop was found. The FBI held it for a year. They knew it was legitimate, but then the Democrats, including senior officials in the U.S. intelligence community, 51 officials, signed a document saying that it was Russian misinformation. So the federal government knew, the FBI knew, the Department of Justice knew that it was legitimate. And it's not so much about all the debauchery that Hunter Biden was, you know, doing at the time, the cocaine, the hookers, all that. It's really about the foreign interference and his actual negotiating and working with his father in order to use his father's position, both as former vice president and potential president, to get rich. And the cover-up is becoming apparent to at an unbelievable level. And some of the latest information that's come out, Al, is the National Archives, basically, and Records Administration, NARA, they admitted that there are over 1,000 emails exchanged between Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, and then Vice President Joe Biden during the Obama administration.
It looks is the content of those emails is it going to be made public?
At some point they are, because this is based on a FOIA request. Now, about 861 emails were sent and received by the Office of the President during that between January of 2011 and December of 2013, and 200 more emails are hidden due to the Biden White House citing executive privilege. So those 200 is going to be hard to break loose. That's going to have to come out through congressional oversight subpoena and probably some leakage if they come out at all.
Okay, but do you think they will come out at all, Jim?
Yeah, I think some of these will come out, because at this point, Joe Biden is so embroiled with this financial relationship that he had with his son that he denied, and the media denied, and it's so directly related to foreign governments. And you combine that with his mental capacity, you combine it with the basically, you know, problematic decision making that he's had with Afghanistan pullout, with continued operations and funding of Ukraine war. You combine it with the border problems. I think that he's under intense pressure from the Democratic Party. They're going to say, we can't keep covering this up forever. When they can't keep covering it up forever, that means that people are going to start leaking, releasing in order to get him, to force him out of office.
And I think that's... Yeah, Jimmy, I have to say one thing. Based on very, very recent history, specifically the last 3 to 4 years, or even longer if you go back to the Obama administration, I would say that unless they can change the content of those emails, if in fact they include derogatory information about the business relationship between Hunter and his dad, I think the Democrats are going to have to, just to save their own skin and to prove that they are truly an honest party that should be taken seriously. I think that information, Jim, must come out. Although so far that nobody's agreed with me.
Yeah, and I actually am. Unfortunately, what I see is the media doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. The Department of Justice and the White House and the FBI all continuing to toe the line. And I think it has a lot to do with fear, but it also has to do with maintaining power. What they realize, what many of these powerful Democrats and even Republicans inside the Beltway understand, is if any too much of this information comes out, then too many Americans actually see through the facade, the lies, the corruption that's ongoing inside Washington, and they're all going to lose their future. And I think they're hanging on, just like we talked in the Daily Editorial on Thursday about some of the, you know, really old and incompetent or mentally incapable senators and congresspeople that are still sitting in office. They shouldn't be. But they can't give up the power, and they do it for their party's power. And unfortunately, I think the Democrats have gone so far to the extremes that they are willing to do anything to maintain that power. If they lose it, if they actually lose political power in the Senate and the House and the executive branch, they realize that it will not be business as usual for the next administration, and there will be ramifications and legal consequences for many of these corrupt individuals.
Well, Jim, you have two people that are in the forefront in this particular discussion. One of them is Dianne Feinstein. It could be guaranteed that she would be replaced by another Democrat. And the other one is Mitch McConnell. He's really, really in trouble right now. And I think you can almost guarantee that he would be replaced by a Republican, and consequently the balance of power replacing those two representatives really, really wouldn't change.
No, it wouldn't change then, but bottom line is the only way we change America, and this is really important for people to understand, there's no savior. You know, it's not just Donald Trump's going to come save you. It's when the American people are so fed up with the level of corruption that they stand up and don't put up with it anymore. I think there are people that disagree with me, but I have faith that with the right information, people will do that. I think that's what happened in 2016. They were fed up with Washington, D.C., why Trump came to power. Trump, unfortunately, was stuck with a bunch of Republicans that didn't like him, to this day still don't like him, and tried to undermine him all the way down the road because of their own personal power agendas. So the only way that this is going to change is when people stand up. Yeah. No, it only stops when these people act, when the average American says, you know what, I'm fed up with the economy, I'm fed up with the border, I'm fed up with the violence, I'm fed up with the foreign policy disasters, I'm fed up with incompetent old people that are, you know, that are dragging America down the tubes. I'm fed up with gender ideology. I'm fed up with diversity, equity, inclusion. And they say, that's enough. We're done. And that's what it's going to take. People have to stand up.
Jimmy, I don't think that's going to happen. It hasn't happened so far. Those are pretty important issues. I don't think it's going to happen, personally.
I think it will. 2016 is going to repeat itself in 2024.
Well, I certainly hope that you're right, James. That was basically our view on what's going on right now, politically, as of September 1st, when we're recording this thing.